You're listening to the Half-Assed Podcast. It would really help us out if you went and gave us a 5-star review on whatever app you're using. You can also check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Patreon.
Y'all ready for this? Dun, dun,
dun, dun, yep, dun. Lauren, I'm ready for you to school us on this topic.
Did you guys research it at all?
Nope.
What?
I did, what's that word?
Study.
Un poco.
Just a little.
Little bit.
Un poco.
Just a little bit.
Poquito?
In Mexico, it's poquito.
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 Little bit. Yeah.
Poquito. That was like, the people kept on calling me that, and I couldn't say it.
they were calling you.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Little Brit.
Little Brit. And then I earned the title Travel Size Brit because I have travel size legs.
Mm.
We climbed to the top of Huayna Picchu, which is like...
What? Not Machu Picchu?
It's in Machu Picchu. No. It's
They made a pyramid of drinking wine glasses.
So
they called it Wine Picchu.
Huayna.
I would like Huayna.
But did you want to know a secret?
Just one. A secret.
We say Machu Picchu wrong.
Mm-hmm. I believe it.
So we say, like, say it.
Machu Picchu.
Picchu, right? Mm-hmm. Is what you're saying?
Yep.
You say it.
Machu Picchu.
Yeah, that's incorrect. So that means old penis.
Oh, sorry about that.
So you want to, it's old, or Machu Picchu.
It is an ancient erection. Picchu?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's true, it is.
So you're either like...
I don't want to go to an old penis thing.
So Picchu is man. So Picchu is penis.
Picchu
is man. But we were saying it for days and nobody corrected us.
Say it the correct way.
Machu Picchu.
I feel like you're saying the same thing. Pikachu?
It's like Pikachu, yes.
Machu. Say it again.
With Machu Picchu.
P-I-C-T.
Picchu. Picchu.
Instead of Machu Picchu.
Like the peak of a mountain, and then the stuff you put in your lip. Picchu.
Oh, chew. Yeah, okay.
Is that right?
Right.
I mean, obviously not spelled that way, but...
Right. So you don't... So we were saying Picchu? Picchu?
Yeah, like P-E-C-H-U. That's how I'm...
Phonetically.
Yeah.
And that means penis. Picchu. There's like a K in the back of your throat. Picchu is man. But we were saying it wrong for days, and then we went to go hike Huayna Picchu, and our tour guide starts laughing because we're talking about it, and he's like, "So you guys realize that you're saying it wrong? Like, so Picchu is wrong. It's Picchu," and he explains it again.
So did you guys have the same exact conversation we just had?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Because it's fun. I like that.
So Huayna means young. So we were scaling. We were saying that we were scaling the young penis.
Oh,
so that's why he started laughing. He was like, we were like, well, I guess that's very fitting. That's fitting. Mm-hmm. Instead of the old man, the old one. But it's super cool. And, we learned a lot. There was so they're on the other side of the hemisphere, right? So their winter and summer are flipped from us. So we went to, and we were touring Machu Picchu, which is, so it's like a big thing. Like Machu Picchu is like big. Huayna Picchu is like the nose of the, if you look, like you can see like the mountains have like an old man face. Actually, I'll pull up a picture.
So it does mean
penis.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, it means old man. You can, like, once you see it, you can unsee it. But so we hiked to the toughest, the highest part of the mountain range there. There's one more higher mountain that's actually Machu Picchu, but it's like behind the picture, so you can't see it.
So wait, Machu Picchu is a mountain?
It's on top of a mountain, but it's
a pyramid type thing.
It's
settlement.
They would take people up there and sacrifice them.
It's ruins. Yeah, they did sacrifice people, not too often. So they had like a bathhouse that was like next. I don't know if it's like really a bathhouse, but they had a house where all the best females were sent to live, and you could be sacrificed anywhere from 12 to 16, I think, or 14 to 16 years old.
What makes you the best female?
I guess like the prettiest.
Oh.
Or the hardiest.
Whatever it was, I'd try to be the opposite.
Yeah, right. But so once, you hit 16, if you're not sacrificed, you're free. Or if you're not taken as a concubine, you're free. Like, you could be also taken as a concubine.
Oh.
But they only sacrificed you if, like, there was, like, a really bad natural disaster, like a really bad earthquake, or if the king was sick. Sometimes they would do it like a human sacrifice. But in this house, they're, like, mentally prepped to be, like, either a sacrifice or a concubine. I don't know what happens whenever you're 60. I don't know if you still get to live in the house or if you just go out and live your best life. I've missed that part.
Sounds like a really... I liked that idea. It's good.
But they mainly sacrificed llamas because they wanted the best for their gods. Like, so if you give your gods the best, you're going to get the best back from your gods. So they would sacrifice black llamas. Black was the color of purity. And llamas were the most hardy animal that you could have. So they, like, they took alpacas and llamas up to Machu Picchu.
And would they sometimes be taken as concubines as well?
No.
I hope not.
That'd be hilarious. But all the alpacas died. Only the llamas stayed because the llamas are the hardiest and the strongest and the healthiest. And they're packing, like, you can pack them. But do you see the face? Like, so that's the chin. That's the nose. That's the forehead.
Oh, I see it.
And you can actually see lips.
That's a big nose.
And lips. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the nose. The nose is Hawaiian Apichu.
If you're a Patreon, you can see this on our live video right now.
It's not. What's the nose?
The highest point. Okay. Oh, Hawaiian Apichu. Or Hawaiian Apichu.
He's an ugly dude.
Yeah, but still.
Pretty cool.
And you can see, like, why they thought that... Like, so they believed that the mountains were their protectors and that they were the gods. So I would imagine seeing that and being like,
ooh,
yeah. We live on a man. There's no way.
So Machu Picchu is on top of that?
This is all Machu Picchu.
Okay.
And then this mountain right here is Hawaiian Apichu. So me and my friend hiked to the top of that.
That's pretty impressive.
To the tall point, the nose.
The nose.
Yeah, the tall point, the nose.
Top of the nose to you.
Yeah. It was pretty neat. It was like, I don't know. We took so many tours that we learned so much. It got to the point where we were telling, like, we were talking to the tourist guides, and, like, we would be like, oh, yeah, like, the Black Llama, or, like, oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah. But this summer and winter solstice flipped, right? So we get to this one point, and they're like, this is a sacrificial rock. On the summer solstice every year, December 21st, the light comes in and makes, like, a certain design, and they would sacrifice, like, a llama.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Well, but then I was like, to the tour guide, I was like, do you know when my birthday is? He's like, is it today? I was like, no, it's not today. It's December.
He's like, thank God we would have to kill you.
I was like, it's December 21st. And his face, he's just like, oh, he's like, I've never met anybody that had that as a birthday, and I would be a queen. Like, so since I was born on.
You are a queen.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Right? I don't, like, I would have been born paralyzed and crazy if I was, like, in this body setup, but they would have.
Oh, yeah. They wouldn't have been able to fix you.
Yeah, no, but.
Maybe they would have sacrificed enough of the young virgins or whatever, and you'd have been okay.
Maybe. Or maybe spina bifida wasn't a thing back then. Probably not.
They didn't invent it yet.
Yeah.
Why me? I think it's, like, from a lack of folic acid they're finding, because they weren't really sure, so. It's like the spine doesn't completely develop if you have, like, a lack of folic acid.
I remember, like, we had to buy folic acid, like, pills or something. Or, like, prenatals that had so much of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for Sam. So she was pregnant.
One of the biggest things coming back is, like, the diet's so different. So there you didn't really see any refrigerators. There's, like, no convenience stores. There's no giant eagles. There was salt. Yeah, there was salt mines. But, like, there's, like, no... There's nowhere you just go to a grocery store and buy food. So you have to go to a market, and that's whenever they just cut or, like, collected fruit or killed that day. So, like, they eat everything so fresh. Like, everything's
nice
from that day. And I come back here and I'm like, I can't wait for fast food. Mm-hmm. And then I eat, like,
I can't wait to buy something and not have to eat it the day I buy it.
But then I eat chicken nuggets from Wendy's and I get sick.
I'm
like,
aww. Oh.
There's no preservatives. It's so much healthier for you. But, yeah. So, I don't, like...
But you'd have to go shopping every day.
Yeah.
Or close killed, to it. I mean, chicken. you could keep grapes for a few days, I guess. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you bought some chicken. You're not going to eat that 24 hours later.
No. People usually just have chickens like on where they live, and you just kill what you need that day.
Right, right. Did you guys like buy a chicken and take it up to the...
Absolutely not. Are you kidding?
You should have cut its head off at Machu Picchu.
Oh my gosh. Sacrificial chicken right on the sacrificial rock. That would probably be...
Against the law. Probably.
Sounds like demonology.
And it might be like offensive to the gods. It would need like a black llama.
Oh. Yeah, I wasn't trying to be offensive. I was just... like, if you're going to kill a chicken, that's a pretty cool place to do it.
Yeah, that's true.
We did sun salutations in the sacrificial center of Cusco. It's called Sexy Woman. Mm-hmm. Sexy Woman. Sounds like Sexy Woman. So there, it used to be like pretty grand. So if you look at the top of if you look at Cusco, it makes the shape of a puma, or it used to. Mm-hmm. One of the kings, I think it was the ninth king, dictated that he wanted to be in the shape of a puma, and it's like its genitals were a golden garden, because that's where all life starts, is fertility.
Mm-hmm.
But so we were up at the puma head. At the top, it's like on the one of the highest points of Cusco, and in the sacrificial center, like I was so sore because we didn't do yoga, so we were doing yoga like up to 3 times a day. It was literally a boot camp. Got up at 5 a.m., went to bed at 9 p.m., did yoga 2 to 3 times a day with meditation classes, theory, and I think we had like maybe an hour or two to ourselves sometimes to journal. But so from all that crazy physical activity, it's over at this point, and we're touring Cusco because we signed up for tours. And I was like trying to get my friend to like ditch the other one because like I was like so toured out.
Yeah,
it's like people were just talking at me. I can't. But so I got really sore, and we started doing sun salutations in the sacrificial chamber towards the sun, and I thought that was pretty sweet. It's on my Instagram.
Yeah, that is really cool.
The only thing that would make that cooler is if it was December 21st.
Oh, yeah. Or June 21st.
Yep.
For their winter solstice. Mm-hmm. Their summer is not hot.
Then you definitely wouldn't want to be there in the winter then.
Yeah. Right? That's the dry season. So their summer and winter is like deemed by whether it rains or not.
Mm-hmm.
Are they like distance from the equator? They're further than we are, correct?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. I imagine they're like Canada.
Mm.
Canada far.
I don't think it's quite Canada far. I think it's probably on par with us.
Okay.
But I was expecting it to be tropical, so I packed like a lot of like shorts and t-shirts or like tank tops. But it was like in degrees, it would go up to like 70 degrees a day, and then at night it's like in the 20s.
Well, that's pretty chilly.
Yeah, but we were also in the mountains. Like, we didn't go anywhere near the jungle, and I guess the jungle is pretty humid. Just saying, I don't think I ever want to go to the jungle.
Yeah,
it sounds terrifying.
I was gonna warn you, but then I figured I wouldn't want to scare you.
Just because like poisonous animals and plants or what?
And tarantulas,
tarantulas, mosquitoes,
everything tries to kill you.
Cats that can actually kill you. Probably. I don't know what lives in Peru, but
I think they're probably big cats.
And I think anacondas might be there. Big snakes.
Big snakes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's by the Amazon River, right?
I don't know. I don't know anything about Peru.
I think that's what they said. I don't know. Like, I only know where I visited because I am a very, very American, and I'm not very educated on other countries.
I feel like I know a lot about other countries, but not South American ones.
As much as you like to camp and go in the woods, I should have warned you to stay out of the forest, but I'm glad that they warned you.
Yeah. Well, my friend that was with me, she was like, she does ayahuasca ceremonies.
Oh,
and
wow.
And her shaman is in the Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah, it would have to be, because it's the Amazon jungle, right? So it's, and she was telling me stories. I was like, that's not anything I ever want to do, and I'm good. I don't need that in my life.
No.
I don't. She said she saw like a pregnant spider, a tarantula, and it was acting dead because it had like a bunch of babies on it. So her husband was thinking about poking it with a stick, Or I think she was poking it with a stick. Somebody was going to poke it with a stick.
Is this a vision she had?
No. This is real. Yeah.
That sounds like something that happened in my house a few years ago. I don't think I've
ever poked a dead animal. What's the point? Like, why?
Why?
Make sure it's dead, maybe? Or maybe they were going to... But she was terrified, like, all the babies would move. Because, mm-hmm. like, the... And then what do you... No. No, don't mess with that. The mom's going to come after you. And those spiders are huge. Like, because they have, like, the bird-eating spiders. Like, the tarantulas that are, like, the size of a dinner plate.
Yeah. They're no joke.
Not anything I need to see in my lifetime. I'm good.
I'm not scared of spiders, but I think I'd be scared of one that's, like, fist size. I know I would be.
I told you about that one that was in the house.
Here?
Yeah.
They're like, 2 fist size. Because they're the size of a dinner plate.
That's craziness.
Not into it. That's not anything I need in my life. I'll stay in.
Well, I'm talking body fist size.
Oh, your fists are
different. Yeah. Your fist could be one.
Yeah, I think one of your fists is two of my fists.
Small.
So, like, I'm talking, my hands all spread out would, like, be the legs, maybe even bigger. Yeah, that's not bigger. Quite dinner plate.
I think a little bit bigger, but that's, yeah.
I'm cool and all that.
Yeah.
So, what did you look up on the Incas? Like, what did you get?
They invented ink. That was...
Inca.
And then the inkjet, they also invented.
Neat.
So I looked up, like, the very beginning. So they appeared in the Andes and...
Made candy.
No, that's just around here.
Yeah, that's pretty local.
In the 12th century, and they built a massive kingdom. They had up to 12 million Incas at one time. They weren't in Machu Picchu.
Pikachu.
There you go.
I know.
You nailed it. Got it.
But they were from Ecuador all the way down to Chile. I'm not sure what the distance is on that.
Yeah, so we went to a lot of museums too. Mm-hmm. So they started out small, and they were very like, they didn't want to like be messed with other like, they just wanted to live off the land and be left alone, but they were being attacked by other groups. So I think it was the ninth king again that was the one that decided. Well, also Inca means king, so but with over time, like they just got called the Incas, or I probably due to the Spaniards, but
that's true.
Yeah, so the ninth king was the one that wanted to start to expand, or since they were being attacked, that's whenever it grew so big, is because they he was sick of being attacked.
Just wanted to expand the territory.
Yeah, so he usurped everything, or attacked and got it all under him, and he made them all speak one language, and they all became one region, but... So since there were so many people that were like didn't want to be underneath them, that's kind of like their downfall too. So whenever the Spaniard Inquisition came in, the Spaniards were able to get a lot of people on their side because they were overthrown by that Inca king anyway.
So it was like enemy of my enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but they didn't know what they were doing. It's so sad. Like the Spaniards came in and they were pretty much. Trying to rewrite their history.
Right, they burned a lot of things. They didn't have written language, but they had, like, a knot system.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all they... So they were pretty advanced for them, too. Like, I wonder where they could have been. So you should see the irrigation system that they had. Like, there's a natural spring that came out of Machu Picchu, and they were able to just reroute it everywhere. Oh, and the king had a bathroom. He had his own personal ensuite.
Nice. Was it just like a creek that he'd poop in and take it away?
And there's a hole. I don't know where the hole goes, but there's like a hole dug.
Oh, he had a hole?
He had a hole. Oh. He had a hole.
They had such good technology. Holy cow.
They had everything's built out of stone. And the way that they use the stone is they would... Oh, how did they do that? They use like bronze chisels to make it, because it's pristine. Like, it's like, so whenever they set the blocks on top of each other, it's like set up like Legos. So there'd be like one would have a groove set into it or carved into it, and the other one would have the tongue. And there's no gap, there's no mortar in between them, and it's just it's perfect. And they had like
this is how buildings were made.
Okay, like their stone temples. And they also like had what is that? Like holes built into it to absorb earthquake shock. And their foundations were round stones. So below the ground, rip phone. mm-hmm. Below the ground, this is what I get for talking with my hands. They have huge round circle stones under the ground. So whenever like there's an earthquake, the buildings just float and like move over top of it. And then they have holes built into the walls to as shock absorbers. So with all the earthquakes and everything, like they're still standing, and they're really like the Temple of the Lightning was it looked pristine.
But do they have sinkholes?
I don't think so. Not that I've seen. It's not like here. But they are starting. The natives said that they're starting to get more rain than usual for the rain season. So you saw like a lot of mudslides and stuff on the from the mountains. Oh man, I'm talking a lot.
No, that's good. That's what the idea was.
It's your story.
There was just so much. Oh yeah, so the Spaniards came in, and on the ruins, like so there. So the Spaniards saw the Temple of Gold. I forget the name of it, and it's like completely encased in gold.
El Dorado. Is it, or is that just my cartoon childhood?
I think that's just your cartoon. Okay. It was definitely not the name, but to them, Incas, like to the Incas, like gold had no worth other than just like as decoration. Mm-hmm. Because it's a really soft metal.
That's what it is for everybody, I think.
Yeah.
Well, it's used in, like, electronics now, but
yeah, that's pretty new. But it was never, like, a sign of wealth. Like, you know, like, how people, like, our money system is built off of, like, nothing. The USD per, it's nothing now. But it's supposed to be towards gold. Just so dumb. But, so they used it to, like, they had, like, a whole entire courtyard that was covered in gold. That had, like, people, like, worshipping this one idol. And in the idol was a bunch of dehydrated hearts from all of their kings.
Nice.
Yeah. And then what?
We should reinstitute that.
What their most treasure is actually their family members. So they built like that were deceased. So they built like all these walls and like all this protective stuff up again or around their funeral stuff. So where.
What do you mean funeral stuff?
Like a plot, like a funeral plot almost.
Okay.
So they believed.
Like a graveyard, like where your family would be buried.
Kind of, yes, like a graveyard. But so their graveyard's a little bit different. So they believed that, so there's a chicana, like there's like a, you'll probably see it. It's like.
Are you describing a chicana right now?
Because
I don't, okay.
I know, it's like a, how do I describe that?
A rectangle, the way your hands were.
Yeah, so there's a rectangle in the middle, and then there's like a rectangle on the top that's a little bit smaller, and a rectangle on the bottom that's a little bit smaller, and then there's one on the top. So there's three levels of...
And it goes small, big, small.
It goes big, medium, small, and on the top, and then big, medium, small on the bottom, and then there's a circle in the middle.
Huh.
I'm gonna have to show you.
And that's a building?
Well, it's a chicana. So it's like their
mausoleum.
It's a belief system. So this is.
So it's not a physical thing.
Yeah, this is not a physical thing.
Oh my gosh! Okay. I was picturing like a bunch of stones stacked on top of that's one another.
No, so this is like the visual representation of how they think you live. So we all live on the middle part, like the medium size. That's with the animals and the earth. And then whenever you get sick, you fall into the underworld, which is the longest part. And then once you die, the condor picks you up and flies you to the top where you're reborn at the smallest part. So like, it's kind of like a filtration system. So you start off and you're born and the smaller part, you go and you come into the world now, the medium part. And then you get sick and you fall into the bottom part. And then the condor flies you to the top after you're reborn. So whenever you die, they mummify you in a fetal position so that the condor can take you up to the top and you can be reborn again.
What if you don't want to be reborn again? Can you not be in a fetal position then?
Yeah, that's exactly what they do. Like if you were a bad person, they would mummify you in out flat so that you couldn't be reborn again.
So we've been doing it wrong.
Yeah, right? But the way that they have the body is it's like they believe that Pachamama, which is Mother Earth, like we're all part of Mother Earth. So their funeral plots.
I thought you said Pachu. So that means Pacha. Penis Mama.
No, no, Pacha. Pacha Mama.
Okay. Pacha Mama.
Which is Earth Mama. And then there's like Akana Mama, which is like Earth, like ocean. I think I have that right. But so yeah, so back to the funeral plot. They actually drop you down into the a womb built in the earth.
Wumtang Clan.
Wumtang Clan. Yeah, they so they mummify you in a fetal position. They wrap you in a bunch of textiles, and then so that you're like kind of like
squished.
Yeah, or like held, like it's like a womb.
Okay.
And then they put you into the ground where in like a hollowed cave. They drop you in there with like stuff that you would
cenote.
Use. Cenote?
Yeah.
Cenote is water, I think.
Oh. It is an underground cave.
Oh.
But it is filled with water. Sorry. Oh.
So kind of like
sort of like that?
Yeah.
Like an empty one?
Yeah, yeah.
Sinkhole.
You were right.
Pretty sure. Pretty sure there are sinkholes.
But so then you can be reborn. So mm-hmm. Pachamama, you are in the ground in your cave, underground cave. Like in the fetal position, and then the condor can pick you up so that you're reborn. Except for the kings.
Their I don't kings. Like the idea of dropping them in the hole because.
No.
I had a 5-gallon bucket outside my house and a bird flew into it and got stuck. So, how's this condor going into this hole?
To come back out.
Getting the body to come back out. Yeah, he's going to get stuck in there.
I don't know if he would. Well, I don't know.
He's probably smarter than
that. Probably a spiritual condor. Because I think they seal the top of it.
Oh, God.
But they also believe that you had to be buried around your family so that you could be reborn by them again in the next life. And it was all about reincarnation and being reborn. It's like one of the biggest honors and the purpose of life. They didn't believe that you actually like died. You're just going to be reborn. Which is kind of pretty or beautiful in a way. They always thought that you were going to be reborn.
I don't want to come back.
Well, at this point, we're not going to really have a Pachamama to come back to, but the kings, they would mummify, and they would actually bring them out for events.
So, nice.
Yeah, so they would
march them through the town.
They would, I think.
That's cool.
And then they had like certain.
Where'd you leave the dead king? I thought you had him.
But they would set them up on these like blocks or like these like stone blocks that had like, and they would just set them there for like events because they believed that they were there like celebrating with them.
Right next to the pretty women.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They'd like kiss them.
There are many pretty women. Oh, why was I on that tangent? I was going to talk about the Spaniards and I did not.
It's okay. We weren't talking about Spaniards anyway.
I heard that when the Spaniards, I read, I don't know if this is true or not because you were actually there, but I read that when the Spaniards come over, the collapse of the Inca Empire was due largely to the fact that they brought over smallpox and other diseases with them, which wiped out a good bit.
Oh, maybe.
And that were,
I don't know,
pretty easily overtaken from there.
That happened with the Native Americans in North America as well.
Right. Yeah.
So we might be mixing. But I think that happened. We talked about the Mayans before, you and I. Well, I don't think Brittany was there.
I don't think so.
I think we discussed that a little bit ago. Anyway, I think you're right. I think that happened with the Mayans. Because I think it was the same. I mean, there's two different groups, Mayans and Incas.
Right.
I think it was They're pretty similar, I think. They were different times.
They were definitely different times, but they were similar in their kingdoms and...
Yeah. They were very, very similar because, like, I didn't know that they were different until I was down there. And we're touring Machu Picchu, and I'm like, I just had the realization. I was like, oh, shit. They're different.
Pikachu.
Pikachu, yeah.
Pikachu. Just keep saying Pikachu.
Pikachu.
You'll get it.
And they had a temple of lightning, so maybe that's where Pikachu came from.
Oh, I bet they did, like, pull that from there.
They worship the sun and the stars and the moon and lightning and rainbows and Mother Earth.
Hmm.
And then the Spaniards came in and were like, Christianity's the only truth. And you either bow to us or you die. So then the Incas, like, they bowed. They're like, they're still Catholic there. But it's kind of cool seeing like some of the artwork that they made around that time. Because they would kind of like sneak in things.
Mm-hmm.
And Like, so we toured the temples and the cathedrals. And in one of the cathedrals, they did, like, a painting of the Last Supper. But they're eating guinea pig, and they're drinking, what is the purple drink? Purple corn drink. Chicha Morada. So they're drinking Chicha Morada, and they're eating guinea pig. And Judas is looking directly at you. It's creepy. It's like such a creepy painting.
That's really cool.
But but Judas was their skin color, and everybody else was white, like the color of the Spaniards.
That's effed up.
It's super messed up. But they also had like the mountains and the stars in there. But the Spaniards probably didn't know like how important that was to them. But they had like stone puddles. Like stone mirrors, they're mirrors that they put water in so that they could watch like the eclipses and the stars and map everything. Mm-hmm. They were able to tell like what kind of like summer or kind of summers they were gonna have when it was time for like planting and everything, because now I remember what led to this, because of all of where the stars are positioned in the sky. And I realized that like that probably has to do with like the planet, like how the planet's tilted or where it's like positioned, like so that they could guess like whenever it's going to be warmer because the equator or whatever. But the nodding, we started talking about the nodding, and I went way off course. But they would nod for how many people were in each city, how many llamas were in each city, like how much wealth they had. So they had like where they nodded, it was different. Like,
so it was like a census.
Yeah, it was like a census, but with knots. And colored llama.
It's like a census, but it's not.
Yeah, exactly. Too bad we didn't have a drum.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Yeah, there you go.
Like the trivia.
Mm-hmm. Forget what I was going to say.
Was it about knots? I don't know. Was it about Pikachu?
No, it was not about knot.
The cathedrals are crazy. I've never been in such a big cathedral.
Are these Catholic?
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, the one still has the original cross that the original Catholic person
came. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. But they're huge. They're so huge. And then you could tell the difference between the Inca. So, they made the Incas make all most of the artwork, right? Because they had to build the cathedrals there. And so, they would use the native people to make the artwork. Oh, the Incas would make, like, Jesus reflect, you know how like Jesus is hanging on the cross? Mm-hmm. They would make Jesus reflect how they felt. So it was some of the most gory and bloody and beaten Jesus's I've ever seen.
Oh.
Well, you know, Jesus's story is pretty brutal.
Yeah, it is. Okay. It is. Yeah. But whenever you look at like how, like Romans or whatever, like he's very, like he's pale and it's kind of like
pretty clean.
Clean and pretty.
I'm sure he wasn't.
He usually has like the jab in his ribs, and there's like a little bit of blood there. And maybe some from like the thorn crown.
Yeah. But he's like wearing a very nice diaper that's clean.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's a huge thing too, is it's always like a white cloth over him. Well, the Incas, they would make him like their color. And then it was so bloody. It was
Which Jesus gray. Probably was brown.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
At least tan.
Tanner than I am, for sure.
And then for, like, the white cloth over, like, his groin, they would make it, like their ceremonial, like, cloth. So it's, like, the one had, like, it was just, like, bright orange with all these jewels and stuff, like, put into it. Like, it was, like, super, super over-the-top gorgeous on top of this beaten, bloody, like, corpse, like, it's nuts.
I would imagine Jesus was naked.
Yeah, I would
imagine
reality,
too. I would probably think he was.
Yeah.
But I also wouldn't necessarily want to see that in the front of my church.
No.
For 3 hours every week.
And then they did, so we saw one of the Jesuses that they made. Like, they were commissioned to make this Jesus. And so the Incas are like, well, we're going to make him of our own. So they took llama skin and made a Jesus out of llama skin.
Huh.
But it's darker than like white skin. So they made like the Spaniards made them take it down, and they told them to destroy it, but they kept it.
Mm.
And you can still see it today.
Why did they have them take it down?
Because it wasn't,
they just didn't like it.
Yeah, it wasn't like the other Jesuses. They're like, they still look white. Like they still look very Caucasian, mm-hmm. but they're just like slightly, like just a little bit darker. The llama skin was tan, like it was tan, and now it gets darker with age, and now it's like black. It's like straight black.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
wow,
it's crazy. Then they didn't know what it was made of until they just had it recently restored, mm-hmm. and then they found out it was llama skin, which is cool because like the black sacrificial llamas that they did.
Oh yeah.
So a lot of the artwork has little like throws to their gods, their Inca gods, in it. Mm. But the Spaniards really like made it so that you couldn't really be Inca. I don't know how to say that. Like the if you were still worshiping your god, like the old gods, you would be like ostracized or put in jail or like completely like persecuted. Mm. So a lot of their, just like the Mayans, like a lot of their culture and history got lost.
Mm-hmm.
But so a lot, some of the Incas like retreated into the mountains where the Spaniards really couldn't go. Altitude sickness. Mm-hmm. And so there's like a lot of stuff that was preserved from there. And one of our tour guides actually grew up in like an Inca village in the mountains and then came down and like acclimated. It's like crazy how many people are still Catholic.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, we're a mixture of both. We're Catholic and Inca. So you'll see like the Pachamama symbol, which is like a spiral. And it means like Mother Earth, like on like everything along with like crosses and
mm-hmm.
it's a weird mix.
I think one of the fascinating things that I read about the Inca was that a lot of them were farmers. And in order to pay their dues to the kingdom, they would have to do it through community service.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of them were building roads. So a lot of the roads added up to about 15,000 miles. And they had relay runners that would deliver messages every day back and forth. And they would deliver messages at a rate of 150 miles a day.
Wow.
Who? Like one person?
No. The relay, so they would run so far and then give the message to the next one. And
it's like a game of telephone, but like however many miles? How many miles?
150 miles a day.
Oh.
They could deliver messages. That's pretty awesome.
That's really good.
And so you know how you said community service?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so they would have to work for the king for 2 years, cooking or building or mm-hmm. doing whatever. And then after that, you're like set for life. So if you got sick or if you needed something, like you were completely taken care of.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like a
week. Unfortunately, 2 years is probably like 20% of your life or something.
Back then?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
You only grow up to be like 8.
That's true.
They're so strong. Like the people there are so crazy strong and so like healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's all
probably from eating fresh vegetables and meat all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have probably fried food. I made that up. I have no idea.
In the higher altitudes, they do have fried food, I think. Yeah, because we went out to like towns a couple of days and there was like fried food. I ate alpaca.
How'd you like it?
It was like beef, but lighter, like not so greasy. It wasn't bad. It was pretty good.
What's the difference between a llama and an alpaca?
Alpacas are cuter. And they're not as hardy as a llama.
Hmm.
And they're like, their fur is way softer.
Okay. But do they look the same? I know you just said they're cuter, so apparently not.
They have bigger eyes, like big, soulful eyes with long eyelashes. And llamas have like usually like an underbite and like a longer face. Alpacas have like a shorter face. Hmm. And they're mainly, you could mainly tell from their fur, like if you're not paying attention to their face, because like llamas, you don't make textiles out of llama. But alpaca is like super 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 soft,
super 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 soft. My son has an alpaca teddy bear.
It is super super soft.
Mm-hmm.
We got to tour like the locals.
Mm-hmm.
Shearing alpacas and cleaning it and then using dyes, like all their dyes are made from local things, like bugs or roots or... There was this one bug that's like apes on cacti, and like when it's like looks white and chalky, and whenever you pick it up and you smash it, it turns into like this beautiful crimson red, and they use it for like lipstick.
Oh my god, this is gross.
It stains your lips for 24 hours, if not more.
What if you eat it?
Can't they market that?
I feel like they could, yeah. They should, really. What?
Nothing. I asked, what if you chew it up?
Your teeth would probably get red.
Your teeth. Your
tongue. Turn into a vampire.
I know that you could make like yellow out of onion skins, I think.
Oh.
There are different natural things that I learned.
Yeah.
A million years ago.
But yeah, but nobody wants to kiss things. You with yellow onion lips.
That's true. I don't know. I never tried it. So it could be a...
Yeah.
Yellow lips could be a thing.
Blue things are lip, or like a thing. And black lips are a thing right now.
Like yeah, lipstick. I saw it. I'm not into it.
Yeah. Not my house. Well, I've said all I had to say about the Incas.
Oh, yeah?
I think so. Not saying we need to stop.
Did you say anything about the Incas?
I said Pikachu a bunch of times.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And asked questions about llamas.
Oh, you did?
And pacas.
Well, like, what's the difference?
They're all named Al. Stuff like that. Said something about diseases.
Oh, mm-hmm. Like smallpox.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all I said.
I learned that I've been saying old penis my whole life.
Right. Well, nobody. We were there for days, and nobody corrected us. They're probably just secretly laughing at us.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's like close enough. You know how like whenever somebody that speaks a different language natively, like speaks English, like the words are kind of goofy.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they just thought they were hearing you wrong, or like they knew you were saying it wrong, but like it was close enough. Like yeah, they're doing pretty good.
Oh. Okay. Just like a weird accent.
So are we doing what we learned today?
Well, I just did, but...
Okay.
I did it because I was going to forget.
I have the same one that you did. I wrote down that Machu Picchu means micro penis.
It doesn't mean micro.
I know, old man.
He old was man testing penis.
I feel like I still have like so much knowledge in me.
You did learn a lot. I did. That's really cool.
It's really cool that you got to do that and see everything and...
Mm-hmm. When
I go on vacation, they're like, so what'd you learn? I was like, oh, well, if you mix tequila with a Corona, it tastes amazing. That's all I learned.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I learned a lot. I learned a lot.
You did learn a lot.
So since she already had the Machu Picchu as her thing, she learned, I wrote that the kings pooped in holes.
Oh, that's good to know too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like it's like legit, like the first ensuite ever. Like, cause I don't know the years. I didn't. I'm not good with numbers, but like that was way, way, way before.
You said ensuite.
Oh. Yeah, it's like a bathroom that's attached to like the bedroom. It's an ensuite. Like he had an ensuite. The king had an ensuite.
So it was before 1572 because that's when the Spanish invaders came over. So it was between 1200 and 1572.
Oh, and you want to know something that's really, really awesome? Is that so Machu Picchu was never found by the invaders.
Oh. That's yeah, cool. I know.
Yeah, so...
Who found it?
So in, I think, 1930 or 1940, there was a person that was just like an architect, or not architect.
Archaeologist.
It was 1911. 1911? Yeah. Oh,
I'm
way off.
You were close.
His name was Indiana Jones.
It could have been. but yeah, so do you want to talk about it since you got the information?
It just says here the archaeologist Hiram Bingham discovered the 15th century citadel of Machu Picchu. But I really doubt it. The locals probably knew it was there all the time.
Well, there was two people that were living in the ruins at that time.
Oh.
It was completely overgrown with like vines and shrubbery. There's like black and white pictures and that you can see like the before and now. So
two people still live there, holdouts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still today?
Love it.
No, you're talking about 1911 when it was found by Hiram.
Yeah, exactly. And then But you can, so like Cuzco was definitely invaded by the invaders. Like everywhere, so you can tell where has been invaded because like Machu Picchu is like all ruins and they're not edited. But in the places where the invaders were, you'll see like halfway up, like there'll be stone halfway up and then the Spanish added on top of it. So they edited it. And there's like blue doors and I don't know.
That's weird.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's to me, it was super cool that like there had been people like leaders that had gone through and taken stuff. Mm-hmm. But for me, like it's super cool that there's a spot that the Spaniards didn't get to.
It was such a significant spot too. That's really cool.
Yeah. And then, Incas could go there and figure out like some of their history. Could you imagine like being like almost completely wiped out and not like knowing that your history was something, but you don't know what it was. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like you were just completely like assimilated into what the white man thought mm-hmm. you should be. Right. Or the Spaniards. I don't know if they're considered to be the white man.
I was wondering the same thing, but I think that they're considered white.
They're white enough.
Mm-hmm. They're whiter, for sure. So, fun fact. I said Indiana Jones, who's played by Harrison Ford.
Yes.
And then Harrison Ford played a guy named Hiram in my favorite book and that was made into a movie, Ender's Game.
Really?
Hiram Graff.
Full circle.
Yep. It is. So, it was found by Indiana Jones.
Oh, shit, son. Man,
that's pretty cool.
That's what I learned today.
So if you go there, I would recommend to hike Huayna Picchu because you get like the best viewpoint of everything. But it is really hard. There's like some. So we climbed.
And we but got you're some, not gonna regret it.
Yeah.
Well, unless you get hurt or something. But still,
you won't get hurt.
You won't get hurt.
Yeah.
That's just what I heard.
Take a door. hire a tour guide. They'll make sure, like, the tour guide that we got, his name was Ernesto. He knew all the best spots for us to take pictures, and he, like, was like, here, you want to use two hands, so here, you do this, you do that. We get to the one part, and he's like, well, we can stop here, or we can go back down, or we can go up higher to the top, mm-hmm. and then come back down. And so, of course, me and my friend were like, we're here, we're going to go up. So the whole entire way up there to that point, the steps are huge. I'm little, like I'm, and my friend Britt that I went with is regular size Britt because she's really, really tall, mm-hmm. and spindly, very graceful. So she's like taking these steps like they're nothing. Meanwhile, some places I have to like kind of like scramble up a bit, like I have to really climb.
So let's real quick. Mm-hmm. You're saying they're huge steps.
Yes.
Here's a chair right here. It's maybe 2 foot off the ground. Would it be that high?
Some of them were that high. Some of them were a little bit. Wow. Yeah.
So they were like high and uneven.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Because they're rocks.
Yeah. Built into the wall.
Or into the wall. Into the mountain.
That would get tiring having to like climb mm-hmm. chair height stairs. How many stairs do you think there were?
Oh my God. I have no idea.
Like thousands?
I don't know. I don't know.
Hundreds?
At least hundreds. But I don't know if it would gotten to thousands. So, so we get up to this point. And there's, like, a lookout.
Sorry.
And there's, like, terraces built in, because that's where they...
Did you kill the lookout?
No, not yet.
Not at this point.
But he's like, we can turn around and go back down, or we can go up to the top. And we're like, well, we're here. We want to go up to the top.
Definitely.
At this point, we got small steps. We got small steps. So, like, I was so excited.
Heck yeah, dude. They just carried all those rocks. They don't want to carry the big rocks all the way to the top.
So, at this point, she starts struggling. And then I'm on all fours, like, going up like it's nothing. Because, like, they're like, this big now. I don't know how many inches that is.
It's like
they're like, these are travel Brit size. Yeah. That's like 3-5 inches.
And my friend's terrified of heights. So we're getting up there, and the steps are getting shorter and shorter and smaller and smaller. And I love heights. So I'm like, yeah. So walking up, like, the big steps, I'm like, oh, my gosh, am I going to be able to do this? This is, like, I'm winded. I'm sweating really bad. I'm having a hard time keeping my breath because the altitude's different. And then we get up to here, and I'm like, fuck yeah. I'm just, like, climbing really. And she's like, I don't know. I don't know if I can do this. And we get up to, like, the watchtower, one of the gates. One of the
killed the lookout.
Yeah. Well, there was no lookout on on
the lookout.
Yeah, right. So he's not now.
At this point, we think that we reached the top. And he's like, and I was like, oh yeah, like I take a picture of like looking out the windows because it's still like a wall with windows. And then he's like, okay, you ready to go to the top? And I'm like, yes. So we go to walk out the other side of the building, and to the left, it's just pretty much like a drop off. And so wow. I'm like, don't look left, Britt. Don't look left. Just keep going to the right. So then I turn and I'm like climbing up.
And she looked left.
She did.
Oh.
But she did okay. So we get up to like the next plateau.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, okay, so this is where we're going to have lunch. We eat a snack bar. And then we're like, okay, this is it. This is the top. He's like, so you ready to go to the top? And we're like,
oh my gosh. How do you not know it's the top? Like, you don't see more stuff higher.
Well, there's.
I feel like when there's sky above you, you know you're at the top.
There's like a rock. It looks like a rock.
So you keep going like maybe in a circle as you're climbing the top. So you always look like you're at the top.
Yeah.
Mm.
So then we start going, and there's this like arrow pointing to the right. Like if you were to go straight, you'd walk right off the edge of the mountain. Like there.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Like, I took a picture of it because like why is this needed? But so from there we climb up another rock and we get up to the top. We take pictures and then we get to climb out through a mountain or through a cave, and it was super cool. But, like, the whole entire view, like, a lot of people go to the Sun Gate, which is, like, a slow and steady incline up.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Huayna Picchu was totally worth the struggle. Mm-hmm. Ow, to get there. Why do I keep punching the table today?
Stupid it's okay. Pine.
Is it pine?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like it.
But I've never been to mountains that were so lush and green, because I've only been to, like, Colorado, really, and then... The Appalachian Trail, we just kind of like have hills.
Hmm.
So it was neat to see all of the different like flowers. Oh, there was one flower that was only blooms for less than 24 hours, and it bloomed on our hike.
A year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a white flower, and it's like, it just started blooming whenever we were hiking up, and we caught it like on the way down, because it would have been dead.
Is it Edelweiss?
What?
Edelweiss.
What's that?
It's from Austria, but...
Oh.
Eight of ice.
Edel.
Weiss. No, that does not sound... Inken.
It's Austrian. Or maybe German.
There's like a lot of cool stuff. Oh, and there's hummingbirds.
This is like the only white flower I know. So I thought I'd say it out loud.
I thought it was cool. Yeah. I didn't know what you were saying, cool though.
Edelweiss.
Mm-hmm. It's a flower. Does it last only 24 hours?
I don't know. Never
seen
one.
The same flower.
Never been to Austria or Peru.
Mm. I want to learn another language now because it's so much fun. And being completely immersed in it was a blast.
Mm-hmm. So I like whatever it was called, the mother something or other.
Pachamama?
Yeah, I think that's really cool.
Mm.
Like the word.
And I love that they worship like the stars and the sky and weather and the earth. I was like, you guys had it right.
These are my people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we want to cut it here?
Sure. Say goodnight.
Good night.
Good job.
Don't be a jagoff.
Explore my planet.
Hey, if you like the episode, please rate, review, and subscribe.